Last month, the town of Kannapolis, North Carolina, lost its biggest employer. A mill that made sheets and towels went bankrupt, throwing 4,000 people out of work. It happened not long after the nation's unemployment rate hit a 9-year high. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports on one town's economic disaster.
For 116 years, the Pillowtex factory has been the economic and social heart of Kannapolis. Generations of people here worked in the huge brick buildings on Main Street, making Cannon towels and Fieldcrest sheets. It was a proud way to earn a living in a town whose very name comes from a Greek phrase that means city of looms. Now those looms are idle, as are the people who work them.
Well, I lost my job, and I don't know, it's bad on everybody, especially the ones with no insurance and stuff.
Kay Upton was among the former Pillowtex workers who gathered at the closed plant last week. They came to fill out paperwork, learn about unemployment benefits, and get tips on finding new jobs. At 56 years old, after a life of spinning yarn, Upton's not looking forward to the challenge.
I'm just like everybody else. I need to work, and I'm going to have to find a job somewhere. And it's not easy. It's not. I haven't had to go job hunting in so long, I don't even know whether I'd know how or not. And the economy is just bad everywhere.
The Pillowtex plant is one of more than 200 mills to shut down nationwide in the past 5 years. The industry blames slow retail sales and ferocious competition from cheaper imported textiles. Pillowtex, the country's third largest linen and towel maker, also was saddled with debt from a series of corporate buyouts. In Kannapolis, Social Service Director Jim Cook compares the company's bankruptcy to a death in the family.
There was a great deal of pride in producing these textile products that were the best anybody in the world produced. And with the closing, there's a sense of real serious loss and being lost and of maybe not knowing right now yet who we are anymore.
Cook's agency is leading a relief effort for Pillowtex employees that's unprecedented in North Carolina. With the local unemployment rate now above 10%, charities and social service agencies are scrambling to provide emergency aid. Mimicking what New York City did after September 11th, Kannapolis has set up a one-stop service center for the newly unemployed.
How many days do you have before eviction would be?
You have 5 days before the late fee, and then eviction can begin after that.
Okay.
In the fellowship hall of a downtown church, Pillowtex employees can apply for housing aid and food stamps, meet with credit counselors, and even take stress management classes. Amanda Tomberlin, who worked in the company's marketing department, came to the church with a handful of unpaid bills.
I have a baby due in 6 weeks, and no insurance, and no income, and my concerns now are rent and utilities.
Local corporations and foundations have donated about $1 million in relief funds. Along with Medicaid, unemployment insurance, and other government programs, most workers should be able to meet their basic needs for a couple months. Ruth Hitchcock and her husband both worked at the mill. As she waited in line for help paying their water and gas bills, Hitchcock said it was the first time she'd ever asked for charity.
I really didn't want to even do this because of just so much pride. You know, people have so much pride, they don't want to come in and ask for stuff. But you have to put that pride to the side when you have a place to keep up. You know, I'm not going to let my house go down. I'm not going to lose my car. So you have to put the pride to the side.
North Carolina economic developers say in some ways the Kannapolis workers are more fortunate than many of the other people who've lost textile jobs in the state. While a lot of mills are isolated in rural towns, Kannapolis at least is in driving distance to Charlotte, where former Pillowtex employees stand a better chance of finding work. Last week, thousands attended a hastily scheduled job fair, where they filled out applications for retail stores, restaurants, and a Tyson chicken plant.
Are you hiring? We are for general labor and entry-level management positions. We do train our people so you don't have to come in with the skill of knowing chicken.
The Tyson positions attracted a long line of applicants, as did some jobs at a local prison and the Richard Petty Driving School. But the best opportunities required a high school degree, which excludes almost half the Pillowtex workers. Maintenance man J.C. Ward couldn't find anything at the job fair that pays as much as he made at the mill.
If you were making $15 an hour before, it's hard to readjust to $7 an hour. And the plants I've seen around here, they want to go through temporary service and hire you for 90 days and lay you off. There's no security, you know.
County leaders say the best bet for most Pillowtex workers is to go to school and learn new skills. The government will pay their tuition under a federal program for people who lose their jobs to foreign competition. But the laid-off Kannapolis employees are an average age of 46, and many aren't eager to return to the classroom. J.C. Ward, the maintenance worker, says at 57 years old he feels trapped. He's too young to retire, but too old to start a new career. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.